your first law practice and maybe your first case of any significance?
Well, I worked in Washington for 3 years for various Republican congressmen, Don Rumsfeld, Paul Finley, and Senator Percy. And actually, my first case was in Washington. I represented a man and a woman. He was divorced, and she was a Catholic nun. And they had fallen in love, and she wanted to leave the order in good standing. She wanted to be released from her vows in the appropriate way and to marry this man in the Catholic Church, even though he was divorced. Well, I hadn't taken anything in law school that prepared me for that. But I did some research, and I found a way to get it done. I got it done, and she was released in good standing by Rome. They later were married by a Catholic priest in a church in Washington. I'm not a Catholic, but I'm Episcopalian, so I'm a lapsed Catholic maybe, or a Catholic that couldn't read Latin. That was the first case I had. They're still alive today, still married.
Before we get to the Oklahoma City bombing, another case that was big for you?
The case that probably changed my life was the prosecution against Keith Green, who was an OU student that carried a homemade Viet Cong flag at an ROTC drill the day after the Kent State incident in May of 1970. You remember that Kent State was right after the president had announced this incursion or invasion of Vietnam, and there was a great deal of upheaval on college campuses, and these four young people had been killed at Kent State by members of the Ohio National Guard. There was open rebellion on the college campuses. OU didn't close, probably because of the leadership of Herbert Holloman, but many campuses just shut down. But there was a lot of student anger, and Keith Green had a homemade Viet Cong flag that had been used in a Model UN. He carried it on a pole and weaved in and out of the ROTC students, and some law students saw him, who had been in Vietnam. And they convinced the OU Police Department that this was a felony. They showed them the statute. So the OU Police Department arrested Keith in the presence of several hundred students, put him in the back of the car to take him down to the courthouse. Well, when they did that, about 500-600 students sat down, surrounded the car, and wouldn't move. Of course, TV cameras are there and reporters are there, and they film all of this. And the university calls the governor's office, and the governor dispatches the highway patrol and perhaps some National Guardsmen. And the students take the civil rights demonstrator action. In other words, they just go limp. So finally, they get enough of them out of the way that they got Keith down to the courthouse about 10 o'clock. The judge let him out on bond, and then he went to get a lawyer. He went to 12 lawyers. Talked with them, no one would represent him. They just wouldn't do it. Feelings were very high. So he went to Phil Horning, who was a friend of mine, and Phil couldn't represent him, but Phil said, well, I've got a friend in Enid that's just come back. I don't think he's very busy. Why don't you call him? So Keith called me. I said, well, sure. He took the bus up to Enid. I did a little research. He came in, and I agreed to represent him. We went down for the preliminary hearing, and he was ultimately bound over. It was hard for the state to bind him over because they couldn't prove it was a Viet Cong flag, and finally they did that. And as we walked out of the courtroom, there were two reporters present. They asked me, what are you going to do now? And being young and pretty inexperienced, I said, well, I'm going to take this case to federal court, which was silly. That got the attention it deserves, which means it got about a half an inch space in every newspaper in the state except the Enid newspaper. And the next day, the Enid Daily Eagle came out, the afternoon paper, and above the fold, as they say, three columns on the right, headlines, Enid lawyer to take Viet Cong flag case to federal court. The manager of the firm came in, and he was quite upset. And said, well, you either drop the case or leave the firm. I said, well, I can't drop the case. He said, why not? And I said, well, first of all, it's God defends. These statutes are unconstitutional. Second, I don't have a conflict of interest. And third, he's already paid me and I spent the money. So, but I said, it's your firm and I'll follow your advice. I'll leave. Well, that would have ended it, but that night he went to Oakwood Country Club, he and his wife, and I guess caught unshirted hell. So the next day, he absented himself most of the day, and I kept hearing the Xerox machine in the office running. And I went to one of the secretaries, and I said, "What's going on?" "I can't tell you." He said, "Come by my desk in 10 minutes. So I went by the desk in 10 minutes, and here was a letter on the firm stationery. It said, "To our clients, please be advised, Mr. Jones has resigned from our firm." My name was struck out, inked through it, and attached to it was this newspaper story. Well, of course, that clearly indicated they had fired me. I went in and I asked him if I could talk to him. He said, "Well, I'll be back. I got to run out to George Failing Company. I'll be back at 3. Well, by 4, he hadn't come back, and the secretary told me he wasn't coming back. So I went over to the courthouse, talked to an old judge. He called him on the phone for me, and he said, "Frank, what are you doing?" And I guess he told him, and he said, "Well, I'm telling you, this isn't going to turn out the way you think it is." He said, "Steve, I've done all I can do." And I said, "Well, fine." So I went on down to Dallas for the weekend, and on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I was driving up old Highway 77, and I had WFAA on, out of Fort Worth, is it? And the 3 o'clock national news came on, and I led the story. It said, "An Enid, Oklahoma lawyer has been fired from his law firm for representing a student carrying a Viet Cong flag." The car it didn't turn over, but it certainly turned over in my mind. I pulled off the road, and I thought, what? I turned up the volume, and sure enough, when I went in and pulled out some Sunday newspapers, it was all over the papers, and so that's how I started the private practice of law. And I've been doing it ever since.